KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes-Nell, along with Mitch Innes and Janie Dunstan, and we're going to be talking about Randolph Pride and your big Independence Day celebration, and been doing this a lot of years, and lots of excitement, of course, already getting going and getting things planned. 537-1350, if you do have questions or comments, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And I know that, Mitch, this is really your big event for Randolph Pride. Remind us again of, you know, this tradition, I guess, got going several years ago.
Yeah, this started back in 1976 is the closest we can get anybody to nail down a date on when they started. It just started out with a couple of members in the community wanting to get together, shoot fireworks off in their backyard, and expanded from there as the show got bigger. Everybody decided they wanted to make it a community event, and now it's our biggest event that we do in town. It's most of the money goes towards the fireworks display every year, and the rest of it we use to help spruce up the park that everybody uses and take care of the community any way we can.
And Janie, I know you've been involved with this too for quite some time, and a lot of work involved in putting this together, and I'm seeing a long list of activities planned, but I mean, there is quite a bit of work.
There is, and there's a number of us that have been doing it for a few years now, so we've kind of got it nailed down. We each do our own little thing, but we start months in advance and just get things lined up, and it goes pretty smoothly now.
And then all of a sudden, it's approaching, Mitch. I mean, you're getting real close. Let's remind people, and at a certain time, you always plan it right before the 4th. I mean, kind of explain how that works.
Yeah, it typically lines up on the weekend before the 4th of July, whatever that weekend is. We don't do it after the 4th of July because of the sale of fireworks. That's part of our big draw for the celebration. Part of the big money that goes towards the fireworks display is the fireworks stand. So if we can't sell fireworks while we're doing the celebration, then it really hurts us on getting money for next week's fireworks display. So we always do it the weekend before, whatever that weekend lines up to be.
And Janie, let's run through some of the events. And really, it's not just a one-day event. I mean, it goes on a couple of days during that weekend prior.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, we started doing a fish fry contest. And it was just kind of a community contest that anybody could enter. We made it a big meal. So it was a $5 meal. And then, you know, there were some judges for the fish fry. Well, we haven't had as much luck with the contest part. So we just have started this year, it's just a meal. We've got a couple guys who are cooking, and so it's just a meal. But we've got fish for those that like fish and hot dogs for those that don't. The beer garden is open that night, and then that's pretty much it. It's just kind of a community thing the night before, but the locals just really enjoy that. It's a little bit more low-key for those of us, you know, working hard, and we really like that. So then the full day starts Saturday.
And it is a full day, Mitch. I don't know if you want to start off. I mean, it starts off with breakfast even.
Yeah, FCCLA does breakfast for the car show. The car show registration starts at 9 a.m. and the softball tournament as well. The softball tournament, we used to do a 24-hour softball tournament, so that's where Friday night was a big draw, was to try and get the softball tournament kicked off, and then we lost the crowd for the softball tournament, so now it's just starts at 9 a.m. on Saturday. And then, of course, the United Methodist Church always does the ice cream social and lunch and pie. Everything's homemade. It's fantastic. And then the Soapbox Derby is my gig, I guess you could say. We do have four cars. Well, now we have six. We bought two more this year to send the kids down the main street of Randolph. It's got a decent slope on it that we just set them up on a short ramp and send them down the hill. And as long as they're heavy enough to get the car moving and strong enough to push the brake down, any kid is allowed to come out and have a lot of fun.
Yes, and you're talking ages six and up even, so
yeah.
Definitely is open.
It's, you know, the six-year-olds is sometimes pushing it. We do the warm-ups at 11:30 to let kids that haven't done it before come up and get a practice. We only send them one block down the road instead of the whole street so they can get the feel of the car, figure out how it's going to steer, where they need to hit, how hard they need to push down on the brake before they go the full length down Main Street. So,
oh, very good. And then, I mean, it just continues. There's all sorts of things going on throughout the day, train rides. And, you know, if you want to, I don't know if Janie wants to jump in here a little bit too.
Well, something new this year is laser tag. The Alert Covenant Church is sponsoring that for a mission trip that they're doing. But we'll have laser tag from 1 to 6 p.m., and that's for all ages. So little kids all the way up through adults. And it's a $10 wristband that day. So that's one of the big fun things, I guess, the newest thing this year. But then we have our normal things, turtle races, the kids' parade, the regular parade at 4 o'clock, and then bounce houses in the evening, along with our barbecue that, again, helps pay for our fireworks and for the full day.
And free watermelon feed.
Yep,
and
watermelon feed, sponsored by Mark Hadazal at Chiropractic Family Health Center.
And pedal tractor pull.
Pedal tractor pull, yep.
Imagine that's a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, it's always a big crowd. You can tell what events have been there for a long time. The turtle races and the pedal tractor pull, those two things, it's pretty hard to find a spot to see because there's usually a very big crowd for both of those events. We've even talked about getting bleachers from the school possibly just so that people can see because it's a big event for both of those.
And then, I mean, you can finish. There's food all day long, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. We have the FCCLA does the breakfast and the lunch, both at the car show. But the church does lunch as well. I believe the church does ice cream and pie and stuff in the evening. And then we have the barbecue, of course, that is put on by Vat Hour Catering. And they do that from 6 till usually whenever they sell out. I mean, they try and say 8:30, 9 o'clock is when they'll close, but as long as there's a crowd there, they're going to keep feeding. And then, of course, we have the fireworks display whenever it gets dark, which is usually 9:45, 10 o'clock, somewhere around there.
Also, a little bit of music going on, too, I guess, too, Janie.
Yeah, typically there's a little bit. There's a dance afterwards, just kind of down at the watering hole and just somewhere to hang out.
Let's talk more about Randolph Pride. And this is, as I said, really a huge event that you do every year. I mean, this is a lot of what you focus on and kind of do. But remind us what Randolph Pride's all about and a little bit more about the group.
Our group just tries real hard to do anything around the community that small communities enjoy. In the past, we've done a Halloween party. We've done movie nights at the VFW. We have a projector that was provided by a grant, and it's mainly geared towards kids, but we have entertained the idea of adult game nights for playing cards or board games, classic board games, whatever anybody likes to come down and do. We also fix up the park, try and put sand in the park, pull weeds in the park, take care of the bridge. Our big project a couple of years ago was the bridge that connects the south and the north part of the park over the waterway. And, just pretty much anything around town. We put up flags for Memorial Day on all the street lights, and we do the same thing for 4th of July, put up flags. So it's very festive. And any holiday we can find, we put up Christmas lights in the Christmas time. We have all the city buildings, the firehouse, VFW, you name it. We try and put some kind of Christmas lights on, and then the banner across the street. West Star always helps us out. We have two local guys that work for West Star that always are very accommodating at bringing a truck home some evening and helping us put up and take it back down when the season's over, so.
Janie, pretty active group, Randolph Pride.
Yeah, we really are. We also do some other things, like we've painted the senior center for them. We take care of the flower bed out front of the senior center. So it's just really kind of whatever things need done around town that maybe somebody else can't do. If we can help out, then we sure try to. A lot of our money goes towards the park, though. We've put sidewalks in, some new playground equipment. We get help from the Riley County Parks Board with that, but a lot of the volunteer work comes from Pride members and just community members. So.
And Mitch, I think, I don't know, also you might have a bit of involvement you've been in before to talk about the bathroom project with the park, and you've been before the county commission on that very thing, and that's going pretty well, I guess.
Yeah, we're finally getting to the point where we can start to see some daylight at the end of the tunnel. We got a grant with the help of Riley County Parks Board, and... The bids The bids, I believe, are supposed to be back in June 5th, and we'll go from there and see what we get. But we're really hoping to get started on rebuilding that bathroom shortly after Celebration. We didn't want to do it before Celebration and have a construction site for our big event. So a lot of things that go on in Randolph, we try and plan around our big event. So we either try and do it before or after. Anything that happens in June is geared towards Celebration usually. So
okay. Well, Janie, anything else we want to add before we wrap up today? And I know, again, we'll want to mention the you know, we know obviously the where, Randolph, which is kind of the northern part of Riley County. But share with us again just the wins and what people can expect from the day or the couple of days.
Well, we start out Friday night with our fish fry, and the watering hole is open for a few hours.
June 30th.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Friday, June 30th. Saturday, July 1st is our big day. Everything from a softball tournament to car show, laser tag, soapbox derby, turtle races, train rides, parade, fireworks, barbecue. It's all there. Fun for the family. Come on out.
Anything else to add today, Mitch?
I agree. Come on out. It's a lot of fun.
We've had with us today Mitch Innes and also Janie Dunston with Randolph Pride talking about their big Independence Day celebration. It'll be here before we know it. Really just about a month away now. So prepare for that. Plan for that. We'll take a break. When we come back, we have Melissa Kirkwood with Manhattan Parks and Recreation. Also, P.L. Donaldson with the City of Manhattan. Going to be talking about a couple of items today. And again, you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson West Gallery. Visit snwgallery.com for details on current and upcoming shows, and stop by the gallery on Points